Well, my name is David C. Ross. I am the Director of Planning and Evaluation for the Mental Health and Recovery Board of Ashland County. My reasoning for getting involved with this affiliation code initiative was that, in my mind, it was a relatively, what I'll call a pain-free way to track evidence-based practices, and specifically the evidence-based practice of integrated dual disorder treatment. The ongoing challenge of board staff is to provide, straightforward, uncomplicated, clear reports and information to board members so they can make important decisions sometimes. And the tangible result at this point, and I think it's still developing, but for what we've seen is, we're able to provide to our board information that gives them a far better idea about what IDT is and how it's working or not working in the county. For example, they're relatively quickly, they can see, what are the outcomes of the folks involved with the program? What are their utilization and the costs associated with that utilization? And that's not something prior to the affiliation code. We couldn't do that very easily. And it's allowed us to begin to provide some reports to board members that they find useful. It's clear. It gets right at what we want. Is the program effective? And what's the efficiency of it? Right now, I'd say that's the biggest tangible result that we have. But moving forward, hopefully there'll be more. So in terms of what the affiliation code process has given our board the capacity to do differently, I would say the board is just able to make more informed decisions.